philosophies in my experience and my experiment.
So at the moment, I'm on a social media hiatus. I just can't. For me, social media was always a place where I felt free to express myself, where I could be, you know, inspired and connect with people. And where I'm at the moment, it's just become this, yeah, not healthy place for me. I can't be on it. So it's been a multitude of different things. I mean, the fact of the matter is I've got such huge life stuff happening for me at the moment, and I don't know that many people can actually connect to where I'm at. I feel like I'm walking around with my skin on inside out. Everything I brush up against just sends me into a spiral of grief. And I think we think we understand what grief is until we're experiencing it. And I've just become acutely aware of grief. And actually, it's made me think about my lack of understanding when I've had friends close to me go through grief, and I've thought I've understood it, but I just haven't. I really think it's one of those things that you can't comprehend until you're in it. And I'm in it. And it's super painful. And I'm angry. And I'm sad. But grief isn't sadness, you know? It's like, it's not just this sadness. It's like, for me, it's this, I don't know, it's this sensitivity and, yeah, and there's anger. And, or, you know, just, it's just a lot. I feel like I don't necessarily have access to the same hope and trust that I usually can. And I'm not concerned that I'm stuck in grief, because grief is something that we move through. It's not something that we can deny the existence of. I mean, we can. Denial is a stage of grief. But I think I've probably already moved through that stage. I feel like I was in a bit of denial, just kind of like, in fact, I was just going through the life as normal, trying to show up as normal, and I can't. And so yesterday, you know, I made the decision to take a hiatus, because I can see the negative impact that it has on me. Every time I was opening up my app, something would trigger me. And I just felt like, I just feel like, I don't know, I'm not in a place to be able to consider everyone's perspective and come from compassion for everyone. And I'm kind of sick of having it shoved down my throat, to be honest. It's like, we want to talk about compassion. Where's your fucking compassion? You know? If you were that compassionate, you'd have compassion for people who can't access compassion right now. You know, instead of trying to fucking educate me on it. And yeah, like, just everything hurts. And I feel like, you know, it's been like 24 or more than 24 hours since I decided that I'd step away. And besides something in real life that triggered me this morning, that's very real, and I'm gonna have to deal with, it's around my daughter. I've actually felt a lot more spacious and a lot more, like I've actually felt a bit clearer without it. Like in the morning, where I would wake up and usually one of the first things I'd do, I'd have a piss and a cup of tea and I'd check my socials. And instead I've been writing. And I used to always wake up and do my morning pages, and I hadn't been doing that. And so now I've kind of come back to just waking up and writing a little bit. And I got a punch needle kit for my birthday from my parents, and so I'm gonna do some embroidery and, you know, like maybe do some gardening and paint. And I've given myself permission just to not worry right now about work. There'll be plenty of time for that when Miko's in recovery. You know, then I feel like I'll have the capacity to be able to think of things I'd like to do. But right now it would be coming from a place of, you know, I need to keep going. And that's just not actually what I need. And I feel like most of us don't stop when we need to. We just keep powering through. Well, I'm going to take the opportunity to actually stop and just do things that feel nourishing to me and nothing else, because I do, right now, I'm no good to anyone if I don't have my mental health. And I felt like it's felt scary, I think, because of my history with depression and anxiety. I know how dark things can get. And so maybe there's this fear of me going back into that place. But I also know that I have the tools and the support to move through this. And actually what I'm going through, is it's warranted for me to be experiencing this level of anxiety, sadness. You know, I'm actually not disconnected like I was in depression. I'm actually just in it, and that's okay, because I am in it. I'm in the thick of it. So yeah, I've just been enjoying, you know, I don't know, I just want to focus on the things like this, like going out and walking on the beach, taking some big nature walks, sitting down, reading a book, watching Netflix if I want to. Yeah, doing some gardening, maybe cooking. I don't know about that one. But, you know, like doing some punch needling. Maybe I'll do some painting. Maybe I'll book in to, you know, like rent a wheel and do some pottery. I don't know. I just feel like now's not the time for me to be trying to change the world. It's just the time for me to go into a little cocoon. Because the world does feel very painful at the moment, and that's not what I need. I have enough pain than to also be taking on everyone else's, which I have a tendency to do. So you won't find me on Instagram or Facebook. Well, you will, but I won't be posting anything there. I'm still totally open to invitations and opportunities. If you've got something for me, reach out. Like, don't assume that because I'm going through some hard stuff that I'm not capable of also, you know. Yeah, maybe I'm not. I don't know. But anyway, we'll find out. Like, my Miko's angiogram is in a week and a half now, and we'll know more hopefully then. And each day is a day closer to the surgery. So that's what I just have to keep focused on, is being present right now, feeling whatever I'm feeling right now, allowing whatever it is to wash over me, and then, you know, just doing whatever feels most nourishing to me. And that also means, you know, like, I feel like, I don't know, I feel like at the moment I can really only, like, I just feel like I can't necessarily be in conversation. You know, I think that's what's caused me to need this social media break. I can't consider other people's perspectives. I can't even, you know, like, even if they're great ideas, I don't have the capacity to open up to them right now because I'm so in my own shit. And that's okay. I'm not going to apologize for that. And I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to try to make people feel better about where I'm at. I'm not. Life is fucking hard for me. And that's okay. Because hopefully in a few weeks from now, I'll be in a better place. I've just got to be here now. And that's what I'm trying to do. So I'm just reducing as much noise as possible. And I do feel like I still want this space. I still want Carlosophies. This is where it began for me. I think that's why I feel like of all the places I can still show up here, because this is where Carlosophies began. Carlosophies began at the height of my first diagnosed bout of clinical depression. It was my lifeline. It was the thing that being connected to my voice and practicing using it was the thing that helped me move through that depression and into something else. It's the thing that led me to eventually, you know, more recently, really connect to my creativity and feel confident in my voice. And this is a hiccup in my road. It's a little, well, it's not a little blip, it's a massive fucking blip. But it's here and I'm in it, and I'm gonna be in it. I'm not gonna power on through and, you know, and like deny the way I feel. I'm going to allow myself to move healthily through this. And and so here still feels like a relatively safe place. It feels like a place where I can come and not be, well, I kind of, well, you know what I mean? Like, not be in conversation, but just be heard by you. And I'm deeply appreciative for that. I'm deeply appreciative that you come here just to hear me. Because I don't need advice right now. I don't need, you know, I don't need another's point of view. I just need to be heard and held. So, yeah. Social media hiatus. It's actually been liberating and a little bit scary how many times I've picked up my phone and gone just automatically to open Well, I've deleted Facebook and I'm deleting Instagram off my phone today. But the amount of times I've just accidentally opened it up is just frightening. It's like autopilot. It's like social media almost controlling me. I've become so addicted to the dopamine hit of likes and validation. And, you know, yeah. Nah. So I'll probably, you know, in addition to all the things I'm going to be doing, if I feel like it, whatever feels most nourishing, I think I'm also going to do some more human design study, dive back into that. And, you know, the thing is, like, I'm still going to be creating stuff. I'm just not going to be sharing right now. Yeah, I'll share later. Yeah, because I just want to be in the creation, not like right now it would feel like a performance. It would feel like I was showing up to make people feel like I still had it together, you know? And that's just a that's just a fallacy. I don't have it together. I'm okay, and I'm not gonna, you know, like, I'm gonna make it through this. I know that. Yeah, but I'm just not gonna pretend that everything's hunky-dory when it's not. So, yeah, that's really it from me today. Until next week, I'm sure I'll be back. No promises, but I'm sure I'll be back next week. Peace out. And if you do want to still connect with me, you know, I'm always open. Just providing you're not going to fucking try and school me or educate me or whatever. If you want to validate my experience, then go ahead. If you want to stay connected, then go ahead. My website is there, carlinimmo.com. You can connect with me there if you like. And I'll be back. I'll be back on social media once my skin feels like it's on the right way and I'm not so sensitive, you know, because the pandemic stuff is really affecting me. Just the misinformation, I just can't be here for that right now. And I can't be here for a dialogue every time I post my thoughts, you know? Like, I'm entitled to my opinion the same way you are. So just fuck off and leave me alone. That's how I feel at the moment. Like, to be honest, that's the anger. That's the anger. Just fuck off and leave me alone. So, yeah, I'm just better off without it. And I'll be back. I'll be back when my skin's turned in the right way and I'm not feeling so sensitive and there, you know, and Miko's had the surgery and we're on the other side and this, you know, and we're both fully vaxxed and things, you know, like, I just want life to go back to normal, to be honest. Anyway, that is enough from me today. I feel like I'm starting to lose the plot a little. So I will catch you next week. Peace out. Carlos and Bees, I'm Carly Nimmo.